This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The top stories happening in Houston.
This is what's trending in Texas.
Floppy, nasty, moist. What other words can we use to describe this morning's drive into work?
Oh my gosh. Oh. Rain just like washes everyone's common sense away.
It does. Yes. It really does. It just washes it. That's a very good point, Mo. Good morning and welcome to the Morning Bullpen Show. It's going to be a nasty drive tour, and there's no other way I can cut it for you. Just be prepared, because they're saying these showers are going to last for a couple more hours. Now, it's going to be heavier in some areas than others. You know that. You know how it works. Houston's so big, it's like not going to be the same everywhere, but it was a nasty little drive into work this morning for me. How about you, Mo?
Same.
Eric with a K?
I just sort of zoned out and listened to music and just la-di-da-di-da-di-da.
I turned the little Wayne on and I was ready for warfare.
I didn't even pay attention over here.
It's good. Raining outside.
But he also drives in the right lane with his flashers on.
I do.
Just to be clear.
No, not my flashers.
Okay, good.
But I do drive in the right lane like a grandma.
Yeah.
It's funny, I texted Val, who does our traffic on the Morning Bull Show.
Yeah.
And I just said, I'm praying for you this morning.
No.
I hope it's not too bad. So she's covered everything. She'll give us an update in just a second, as a matter of fact, on what you're going to find early on. But let's talk, what are the top stories here in Texas? Top three things trending in Texas this morning.
Number three.
Our consultant hates when we talk about National Celebration Days.
Oh, no. Oh, yes, he does.
He's on vacation, and it's National Tequila Day. So.
Oh, well, that one.
That's different.
We take that very seriously. Here in Texas and here in the studio, because we all need a cold beverage with our Tex-Mex, okay? How shall we celebrate? Well, pick your favorite establishment, because I am seeing so many deals today, all the drink specials, and apologize to your boss because your lunch break is about to be a little long. National Tequila Day.
Yeah, thank you for that, Mo.
You're welcome.
Number two.
And now I'm turning into Ranger Rick, apparently, because yesterday the hot animal topic was the hammerhead flatworms.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
The rains bring out the poisonous foot-long worms, and
what?
If you try to cut them in half, they regenerate.
No.
They're really special.
Oh, yeah.
Don't touch them.
If you've seen a video or picture of them,
gosh.
You got to look it up. Yeah.
Also, don't touch our alligators. Someone in Richmond tied an alligator to a tree, and it is against the law to bother alligators in the state of Texas without a license. Well, this alligator in Richmond stayed there for days because they could not figure out who was the expert that could remove it, because it was on private property.
What alligator, okay? Did they put it back out in the wild?
Yeah, they moved it to Montgomery County, where it can live an awesome life.
By the way, Montgomery County, here you go. Have an alligator.
The top story trending in Texas.
Y'all ready for some football? We have tequila, flatworms, and now football.
I see what you're doing. Okay.
Yeah, the Texans announced that the team sold out of season ticket memberships for the season, which is kind of how we've been feeling in the offseason. A lot of fun stuff going on. Single game tickets and group tickets still available at HoustonTexans.com. But it's been really fun to see all the people lining up for training camp, open practices and stuff, and seeing our friends at Sports Radio 610 out there showing us what we already know about our team this year. It's going to be a wild season.
And we need to get Seth or Sean. Sean Pendergast, Seth Payne on with us on Friday. Maybe give us kind of an update on how the first week went, you know, all that kind of stuff, and get an update on
it's
the Texans.
Wet.
But congratulations, by the way, on selling out the season
wild?
Tickets.
Like, what a change. I know people that have been around, you know, forever that have had season tickets and they, like, couldn't sell them.
We sound like the old timers. I remember when they were terrible.
Yes, I was there from the beginning.
No, I've been here three years, and I remember when they were terrible.
That's what I was going to say. Paul, tell me about when they were terrible. Well, it was only 3 years ago.
It's been
an amazing turnaround. Congratulations to the Texans. Those are the top three things trending here in Texas, all powered by your good friends at Bayway Jeep in Pasadena.
Good morning.
Can I get an amen?
Time for some good news.
Time for a little good news this morning. A story to make you feel better about your day, and it's about Matt Busbeth. Well, actually, it's about what happened to Matt. See, Matt loves to build sporting goods stores and outdoor stores, and then he turns around and sells them to bigger outdoor stores and sporting goods stores. So he's made a little bit of money. But the other night, Matt was awakened in the middle of the morning. It's like 3:30 in the morning. His fire alarm went off. So he ran out of the building, just grabbed the clothes that were laying like around on the floor, ran out of the building, found out it was a false alarm, and then decided, you know what? I'm awake. I'm going to go ahead and get myself ready and go to my favorite coffee shop. So he did exactly the way he was dressed, all disheveled and looking really bad. When he walked there, he had remembered he forgot to say his morning prayers, and this happened.
So, as the security camera shows, Matt stepped to the corner of the patio.
And I start to slowly open my eyes, and there's a kid coming at me about my height.
And with his fist clenched. So Matt prepared for battle.
And he goes and reveals a dollar bill. And I go, what?
If your home is here, here's a dollar.
This is 9-year-old Kelvin Ellis Jr. Kelvin says he had just gotten the dollar for good grades. It was the only money he had to his name. Matt was so touched. As a reward for his kindness, Matt gave Kelvin a shopping spree. 40 seconds to pick out whatever he wanted in the store, including a new bike. Kelvin says it was great, but definitely not what he wanted to get for his dollar.
What were you hoping would come from that?
Joy.
Joy?
Because I helped someone.
A dollar. So well spent.
Imagine that. His last dollar, and he gave it to Matt because he thought Matt was homeless and needed it. All because of the way he was dressed when he ran out of his condo. So wherever you are this morning, in the kitchen or in the car, can I get an amen for this story this morning?
Amen.
That's the way it works. We love hearing all about what's going on in your world and celebrating the good news, because we believe the more you celebrate good news, the more good news there is to celebrate.
I haven't had that much faith in humanity in a very long time.
713-881-5500. You could be our next amen here on The Bull. All right, coming up in less than an hour, it could happen anytime between 7 and 8 o'clock. It's the nay of the day. When you hear that sounder, be caller 10, and you could be our winner today on nay of the day. All the details are at thebullhouston.com. The Olympics start on Friday, opening ceremony. So we only have 2 days left of office Olympics here on the morning bullpen. We want to wrap it up before the real game starts. That led to a sad realization yesterday.
Yes, Mo has actually already won the gold medal for office Olympics. The way the points
have been weighed. Mm-hmm. Mo, congratulations.
Thank you.
Gold medalist for this year's Office Olympics.
Thank you.
That's pretty sad, actually.
It's horrific.
It's middle of the week, and we already have... It's like she's so far ahead, we can't catch her.
Right. You might as well quit now.
No. We're not quitting.
We can't quit. We got nothing on the show if we quit for the next year.
And we've got to fight for silver.
Yes.
Okay.
Fair?
Fair, yeah.
And just like in life, we're fighting for second place to Mo. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. All right, so it was my turn to make up a game for Office Olympics today. And I was thinking about things that y'all love. So I thought of Marvel, because that's all you've been talking about for the past...
Oh, the Deadpool movie, yeah.
Forever.
Yeah.
And then I was like, wait a minute. There is a new Olympic sport this summer. It's called breakdancing. It's going to be the first time in the Olympics.
Oh, shut up. Is it
so
really?
So what I want y'all to do is breakdance, and I'm going to judge you.
All right.
You win, Eric, because I'm not doing that one.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm going to give you the name of a breakdancing move or a Marvel character, and you're going to have to tell me which is which.
I got this on lock.
All right, hang on. One second here.
What?
We got to get in the right frame of mind.
What is this?
This is the Marvel theme. What do you mean, what is this? Come on. Doesn't this
get you pumped?
All right. You're speaking our language.
I had to Google Marvel characters.
Okay, tell me again. What's the category on Office Olympics?
Breakdancing or Marvel characters.
Okay, so a breakdancing, like dance move?
Yeah, okay. A term from the sport.
A term from breakdancing.
From breakdancing. Okay, all right. Okay, Mo.
George, you're going to go first.
Oh, good God.
Is this a breakdancing move or a Marvel character?
Okay.
The Earth Shaker.
Oh, Earth Shaker.
Yes.
Ooh. Hang on, because I...
You can't Google it.
Starting off strong.
No, I'm not Googling. I'm just trying to think, because immediately my mind went to... I'm going to go with my first inclination. Okay. It's a Marvel character. Earth Mover is a Marvel character.
You're right. It's a villain robot that captured whole cities.
It was like it made me doubt myself, though. But okay, so one for me.
1 point. That's George.
A good one. Okay.
Eric, yes. This one's yours.
Okay. Dance move or Marvel character?
Breakdancing move or Marvel character? Wind dancer.
Wind dancer.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds like a... That sounds like a dance move. Like a flowy, like, I'm wind dancing. Mm-hmm.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
That's wrong.
Oh, no! Really?
Okay.
Wow.
Wind dancer is a female mutant from the X-Men.
Wind dancer?
I Googled it.
Man, okay, this is way harder. Because when you first gave the category, I was like, that's
I know,
easy.
Marvel characters.
Yeah.
Think again.
Okay, all right.
All right, George, back to you.
Okay.
Gamecock.
What'd you just say?
Gamecock. Is it a breakdancing move or a Marvel character?
Stop saying.
Or something we shouldn't be saying on the radio. I'm going to go breakdancing move on this one.
On which one, George?
On Gamecock.
Oh, false. You're wrong, George.
It's what?
It's the enemy of Captain America, who had no powers and dressed like a rooster.
That is not a... Mo, you're not making these up.
No, that's seriously
not a Marvel
Googled
character.
This.
Gamecock is not
a
Marvel
I honestly don't know if it is, but this is what I looked up.
I hate this game already. I hate it.
I love it.
Eric, you need another one. Are you ready?
Yes, here we go.
Dead Cat. Is that a breakdancing move or a Marvel character?
That sounds like a... that could be either. I don't think a dead cat would have many superpowers.
Yeah, exactly. I'm
so,
with you.
Yeah, let's go dance move.
You're right. It's a breakdancing move.
Dang it.
All right, we're all tied up, so we've got to do another one, George.
A tiebreaker round. Okay, yes. All right. This is breakdancing
move or Marvel character.
Okay, all right. I got this one. Okay.
The Virgin Flare. Is that a breakdancing move or a Marvel character?
Why are you giving me these so...
I thought you all knew Marvel characters. I thought this would be so easy.
Honestly, it sounds like a character that Marvel would create. I mean, because they always like are on the edge with it. Golly, this is way harder than I thought. I'm going to go Marvel. No, I'm just going to go Marvel.
You're wrong.
Dang it.
It's a breakdancing move. Eric, this is your chance to take it all away.
Breakdancing move called Virgin Flare?
I'm telling you, I don't know, actually. Okay, last one.
Okay, breakdancing move or Marvel character for all the Marvels today?
Air Walker. Is that a breakdancing move or Marvel character?
See, I would know this one. I knew this one.
You did not know this one. Is this a...
Trying to psych you out.
Great. Good, it worked on me too. I was like, is this easy? I didn't even know.
I'm gonna It sounds so much like a dance move. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go the other way, and I'm going to say Marvel character.
You're right.
No way!
Air Walker was the enemy of Fantastic Four, who, you guessed it, walked on air. That's
this is the stupidest Office Olympics game
I thought y'all
ever.
Would love it.
No, I do.
All you've been talking about is Marvel this, Marvel
that. I know,
that.
But that's like the stupidest thing ever.
Eric, your winner.
Yes!
The silver medal is yours.
Mine. Yes, Victor.
Breakdancing. The first time in the Olympics, breakdancing.
Office Olympics here on the Morning Bullpen. I was privileged yesterday to be in one of the prettiest areas of the Houston area. I was in Liberty yesterday, and you drive through Dayton. I mean, you know what? I'm gonna buy me a place in Dayton.
Oh, wow! Let's go.
I told my wife I drove by yesterday. We were out for Nay of the Day, and I called Deanna and I was like, "There's 18 acres for sale right here.
I can
give you the number right now." She's like, "Okay, you just have to drive an hour and 15 minutes every day to work." Okay,
yeah, that's
maybe
most
I'll
of us.
Wait a
right,
while.
We all do.
That
it.
Is most of us.
Yeah, that is true. So anyway, yesterday, Nay of the Day was in Liberty, and I got to say thank you so much. Kimberly came by. She calls in all the time as she's driving to work because she drives an hour and 15 minutes. We had Scott. We had Alexandria, who was one of our winners. Diana. We had so many people. And we had mini horses all at Shoppa's John Deere in Liberty yesterday. And we had a great time. As a matter of fact, I asked Scott if he'd give me his best nay of the day.
Nay.
Sounds like a goat, doesn't it?
Wow.
It does. It sounds like a goat.
Oh my God.
Nay.
Y'all, I cannot. Asking people to nay is absurd.
This started with people who qualify for keys to open the trailer. And you win $20,000 to buy a horse or whatever you want.
Right.
And we said, okay, now that you've qualified, can you give us a nay?
Yeah.
Now George is just walking up to random people asking them
to
nay.
Not random. I know Scott because he calls the show.
Nay.
Oh, my God. He used to call the show.
I told him to his face. I was like, dude, that sounds like a goat.
Oh, my gosh.
So, anyway. Yesterday was fun. We had a good time. Yeah. Had two winners, two keys given away. Nay of the day, if you're just new to this. I know I've spent way too much time talking about hanging out in Liberty yesterday. But tell folks what nay of the day is.
Well, coming up in the 7 o'clock hour, when you hear the cue to call, caller 10 to the station.
Oh, my gosh. That's not the cue to call.
That is not the cue to call. When you hear the correct cue to call, caller 10 gets qualified, wins a key to try and unlock that trailer to win $20,000 to buy a horse.
Nay.
Or whatever you'd like. It's gonna
Can we talk to the
forever.
Bosses about that becoming the cue to call?
I think that would be fun. Like, when you hear Scott,
nay.
You be caller 10.
Poor guy.
So, no, we had a great time yesterday. Thanks to Shoppa's. By the way, I got to bring up Shoppa's. She's not listening right now, but Amanda worked at Shoppa's. And I got to tell you what she said to me. The very first thing she said, and I'll do that coming up at about 7:15 this morning here on The Bull. So do I, Tim McGraw. That's one bad habit here on 100.3 The Bull, where coming up, I'll tell you this, in the next 30 minutes, you have a shot at winning that key in our nay of the day. Unlock the horse trailer, you get $20,000. All the details are up right now at thebullshouston.com.
Hey, George.
Uh-huh.
Eric has a date this weekend.
Oh, a date this weekend.
And it's not with his wife.
What?
Leave it up to you. I am actually being vulnerable and open and honest.
Yeah.
And Mo just jabs the knife.
Sorry, I didn't know
right
you have a feeling.
Open wound.
Wait, how do you... I'm back up because I want to know.
Yes.
If you're not dating your wife, how do you get to
Thank
that?
Thank you,
what is
George.
That?
Yeah.
I have a man date.
I'm sorry?
A man date.
George, have like you ever been on a man date before?
Not that
Thank
I'm
you.
Aware of.
Go ahead, Eric.
Okay.
Keep going.
I'm hanging with one of my boys. I don't know. How do you say it?
I don't know. Everything you're saying is
I'm
wrong
now. I'm bad at this. I'm telling you, I'm bad at it.
I can't
you're
quit
just,
you.
going.
That's how you say it.
To a movie.
Yes, I'm going to the movies with a guy. With my friend Wayne. Okay.
Wayne!
Yes, we know Wayne. We love Wayne. Wayne is the life of the party. Mm-hmm. But here's the thing. When was the last time, honestly, George, think about it. I go to the movies a lot. I go by myself.
Yeah, with my family, the kids.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. But when was the last time you went with another man, a grown man, to the movies?
Eric, I don't know.
I honestly don't know.
Yeah. I don't know a grown man that I would walk up to and say, hey, would you go to the movie?
Exactly. I was telling Wayne, you know, I got a ticket for opening night of Deadpool. I'm so excited about Deadpool.
Oh, Deadpool. Okay, I forgot that's opening.
Would your wife not go?
No, it's not a thing we would pay the babysitter for. She would like to see it, but it's not worth the babysitter and the whole thing. So I was just going to go by myself opening night with the crowd there cheering, throwing popcorn.
Do you wear a costume?
No, some people will, though. Opening night will be a big deal for this movie. Okay. And so I wanted to be there for that experience.
Right.
And I was telling Wayne about it, and he's like, well, I would love to go, too. I looked, and there was one seat available right next to me.
Imagine that.
Wait. Not only are you going on a date with a man,
you're sitting
right next to each
I know,
other.
That's the
like
thing.
You're going to touch, even if you don't want to.
Like your elbows will...
I don't know how to do this, because back in the day, you'd go with your friends, you'd put a seat next
in
to you.
In between, right.
That's the rule. Seat. Just like a urinal.
It's the rule in the truck, it's the rule in the bathroom.
I don't know, like, do I share popcorn with him? Do I go, hey, you want to share a large popcorn?
The answer, Eric, the answer to all of this is no.
I am loving all of this.
Okay, what if he's a talker? Like, how long do I go into the movie where I'm like, Wayne, shut up.
No, here's the thing. If you're sitting right next to each other, you don't have to tell him to be quiet. Just gently squeeze his hand when you all are holding hands.
You're holding hands already because you're that close.
I am being...
George, that was a good one, George.
I don't know how to do a movie with another grown man. I'm very nervous about this.
That's the reason you don't know how to
do it. Do I have to drink alcohol? Like, do you go, I'll take a beer?
Yes.
No, don't drink a beer or like a seltzer. It's got to be like a mixed drink.
A mixed drink?
Come on, you're with another dude. You can't have a seltzer with your
beer.
Another
dude.
Give me JD straight up.
Yeah.
You'd like, fall asleep in the movie.
That's true. He would, wouldn't he? Yeah. So.
We can't share popcorn.
No.
Okay.
And what are the other rules?
Beers.
Okay, beers.
Beers, you gotta have beers.
Gotta have beers.
Don't go to the bathroom together.
Oh. Well, okay, yeah.
Like individually.
But I'll hold his popcorn while he goes in.
I don't know.
Monday.
Yeah.
Monday, I want the breakdown of everything that happened. I want to know from the beginning to the end. Because
let's see if
I
we
think
can get
is...
Wayne to tell us all about this.
Okay. Let's see if we can get... Wayne, would you come on and talk to us about your mandate with Eric? That's what I want to know. So, Monday morning, here on the Morning Bullpen, we're going to find out. How did the mandate go? Are there any other rules? That's what I want to know here on the Bull. Sometime in the next 20 minutes, we're going to play the sounder for Nay of the Day. And that can mean a key to unlock the horse trailer to buy a horse. $20,000 is what we have in that horse trailer. We'll give you all the details and give you a chance to win in the next 20 minutes here on the Morning Bullpen. Right now, it's time for the Morning Bullpen's jury duty. This is where we give you a dilemma, and you tell us your opinion. Five jurors help get us our verdict. No right or wrong answers, just your opinions. And today, the question. Let's start with the question.
Okay, I've got the question. Is sitting in a seat that's not yours at an event considered stealing?
Oh.
We are heated in the studio. We're already arguing behind the scenes. Mm-hmm.
This happened to a friend of mine, and I brought it up to Mo and Eric, and so Eric.
Yeah.
Is sitting in a seat that's not yours at a sporting event or a concert stealing?
To be fair,
yeah.
What happened to your friend? You have to tell that part.
Okay,
George.
So it was an Astros. It's an Astros game.
Yes.
And somebody sat in a seat. It was like the fifth inning, right?
Okay, fair.
They hadn't showed up. So a friend of theirs had not showed up. So somebody came and sat in their seats. And he said something to them, and they were like, we're not moving. If he gets here,
they haven't been here for five innings.
We're here.
If that person shows up,
he's not here.
I'm fine with it.
You're fine with it?
Listen, I think that the athletes, I think that the musical artists appreciate the front of the crowd being full as opposed to dispersing. If you're halfway through the event and the seat is empty, I think it's fair game.
No.
I'm not mad at that person for doing it. I personally don't do it, but I'm not mad at that person. I go, good on you.
Okay,
way
does
to go.
The That's athlete stealing. Or the artist care when an usher has to come and tell these robbers to move?
Well, that's why we're doing jury duty, so that doesn't happen. We're creating the rule once and for all. Okay. It's not stealing. I don't think it's stealing. So ushers, let them be.
By the way, did you just call them robbers?
I tried to think of who steals.
The question is this. Is sitting in a seat that's not yours at a concert or sporting event stealing? 713-881-5500. Let's do juror number one, Mo.
Hey, John. John's on the phone in Willis. What's your vote, friend? Is it considered stealing?
Oh, hang on, John. I forgot to turn the button on. What did you say?
I said that's a tough question, but I would have to say, is it stealing? No. Is it immoral? Yes.
Ooh, oh, gosh. Okay. Where do I even count that?
Okay. That's a no. That's not stealing.
He said no.
Thank you, John.
So we'll count that. All right, Jordan number two.
Okay, Austin recently went to a Space Cowboys game, so you're going to be perfect for this, Austin. Is sitting in a seat that's not yours stealing?
No.
There you go.
Austin!
I'm surprised.
Come on.
Everybody needs a seat that you paid for.
I do the same thing, so sorry.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Listen, George, somebody paid for the seat, but then they didn't want it. They didn't care.
No, maybe they just got hung up in traffic. Yeah. It is Houston, after
all. Move then if you get here.
Yeah, but then again, you have the whole situation where Usher has to come.
I gotta check your tickets. I'm trying to watch the game.
All right, juror number three. BJ is here in Houston. BJ, you said you've been to a concert and an Astros game in the last 3 months. Is it stealing to sit in a seat that you didn't pay for at a concert or a sporting event?
No, if the people don't show up.
Yeah. Come on, everybody loosen up a little bit. Let's all get closer. Let's be a community and watch this artist we love or this team that we love.
It's
Let's
not
be closer
following the rules, though.
You didn't pay
you
for that seat.
You paid for a seat in the upper deck and you're down on the front row.
Because somebody didn't show up.
It
doesn't matter. They still own it.
They don't own it.
They
do not own that seat.
Yeah, you paid for it. Sharon's on the phone.
Hey, Sharon. Number four.
Where do you live, sister?
Richmond.
Aw. Hey, is sitting in a seat that's not yours considered stealing?
Yes.
Okay.
Thanks, Sharon.
Why do you feel that way, Sharon?
Because somebody else paid for that seat. Mm-hmm. Whether they use it or not, it's immaterial. That's what they paid for. And taking it when you didn't pay for it is stealing.
Yeah, and you know what? I agree, because, Eric, I don't use my car every day. Should somebody be able just to come in and drive my car for the day? Because I'm not using it.
That's a great example.
That is so different, George.
That is not
really?
Different.
It is so different. There are studios around here that are empty, and anybody can just grab these studios and use them at any point in time because nobody's sitting there.
Studio, though. All right, let's go to juror number five. Let's get the final answer here. Okay. Juror number five.
That's Stephanie in League City. Stephanie, it says here you went to a SaberCats game. They had an awesome.
Yeah.
I did. That was the first time I had ever gone to a rugby game, and it was so much fun. Oh, I can't wait to go again.
We love that for you. So our question is, sitting in a seat that's not yours considered stealing?
I'm going to say no, because I do it. I mean, if somebody shows up and they need their seat, I will move.
Exactly.
It's not a big deal.
You know what?
But if it's sitting there empty, my butt's moving.
Okay, but can I just point this out?
What?
Just because y'all do it doesn't make it
moral
right.
And right.
You know what I realized, Stephanie?
It's
these two pay for the fancy seats. Us upper deckers, we got to get what we can.
Rob from the rich.
You know me better than that. You know me better than that. All right,
Robin.
Mo, what is the final verdict here?
Is sitting in a seat that's not yours considered stealing? No.
Yes. There you go, ushers.
We got to abide by it. That's what we say right here every morning when we do the jury duty. Can't believe y'all. I'm not even going to own y'all anymore. Okay?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm for our 10-minute tune this morning. This is where you call in, make a suggestion. If Eric likes your suggestion, he'll create a song. Crazy thing that he does, and he does it every morning, but it all has to start with you giving him a topic.
And we have Lucas on the phone in Spring. Hey, Lucas, what do you want Eric to sing about?
Man, I really think we need a song about all the words and phrases that people mispronounce on a daily basis. You know, caramel versus caramel, I could care less versus I couldn't care less. And then I got to pick on George a little bit when he says regenerative instead of regenerative.
All right, that's fine. Pick up me. Fine, yeah.
This is great. Ask him to say the month he was born.
George, what month are you born in?
February.
February.
It's what I, that's how I say it. February.
That one's got to make it into the list too then.
Lucas, you're welcome here anytime.
No,
friend.
Lucas, I'm going to hang up on you. Is what I'm gonna
no,
do.
No, no. I'm going to stop the discussion now and we're doing this song.
Lucas, thank you, man.
Y'all are welcome. Y'all have a great day.
Steven's in Dayton this morning. Steven, good morning. What do you think Eric should sing about?
Hey, good morning. So I am so excited about the new Deadpool movie coming out. And I want him to sing about Deadpool. I mean, I've heard him sing about Pokemon and Disney, and I think it's, you know, Deadpool time.
He's your people,
time.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay, so you heard us talking about Deadpool earlier. Are you going to be there opening night like I am?
You know what? I don't have tickets yet for opening night, but I'm going to look them up, and if I can get them, I will be.
You guys could go together.
I'm already got a mandate.
He's got a mandate, remember? He's got a mandate. So, okay, all right. What should we include in a Deadpool song, Steven?
Just give us a recap of the first two so everyone's ready to see the third.
What I was hoping you would say.
All right. Steven, we appreciate you, man. Thank you for the suggestion.
Thanks. Can't wait to hear it.
All right, Eric, we have a couple of different ones, different ways you can go here. We had Lucas who said my mispronounced words, which, by the way, I vote not for that one. Can I say that?
Come on.
And then we had the one about the Deadpool movie this weekend.
Okay, I'm going to turn it over to Mo.
Why?
What do you think I'm going to pick?
The Deadpool one,
of course. 100%. It's going to be the movie of the summer. I'm going to be there opening night. I have to sing about it.
Okay. All right, that's going to be our choice then. Thank you, by the way, for not choosing the other one.
I'll do the other one in February.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
All right, that's going to be our topic. Let's find out what he can do for a Deadpool song on 10-Minute Tune, next on The Bowl. I want to give a big shout out this morning to Emily. She was our winner this hour on our Nay of the Day. Or wait a minute. I had, what was his name? Scott from yesterday. His Nay of the Day. I think I have it here from yesterday when I was out.
Nay.
Okay, that one's pretty weak.
You.
But anyway, Emily was our winner this hour. That means next chance to win is coming up with Katie Neal between 12 and 1. And tomorrow will be another neighborhood party. If you want to find that out, check out our website, thebullhouston.com. Time
to find out what Eric has created for us this morning here on the Morning Bullpen. Who did we have?
It was Stephen in Dayton, and he suggested something that Eric was very passionate about.
I am so excited about the new Deadpool movie coming out, and I want him to think about Deadpool. I mean, I've heard him sing about Pokemon and Disney, and I think it's, you know, Deadpool's
time. He's your people, right?
Yeah.
He's my people. So we'll see what Eric has created.
Trying to be nice.
He's going to see Deadpool this weekend, which opens this weekend if you had missed that.
Yeah. Okay.
So. Oh, wait, he's here. Oh, hey.
I'm back.
And?
Okay. This is like.
So excited.
Remember Inception?
So excited.
A dream inside of a dream.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah.
I got real in my head about this because I'm such a Marvel nerd about this stuff.
Okay.
Hugh Jackman plays Wolverine.
Okay.
So to catch up on all the latest ones, I've been watching his old movies, and I watched The Greatest Showman.
Which is a great movie, by
the way. A musical.
Yes, it is a musical.
Okay, yeah. So I'm going to sing about Deadpool in the style of Greatest Showman.
Okay, that is a little inside.
Isn't it? But it's going to be so fun. Even if you don't know the movie's Deadpool, I'm going to recap number one and number two, all in the style of Greatest Showman.
Okay, here we go. It's the 10-minute two show tune today.
Deadpool. Wade Wilson was a mercenary in love. Deadpool. He got cancer and they thought that his time was up. Deadpool. He met a British jerk who said he could rectify the sickness, turn Wade super. It kind of worked, but he's disfigured. Now Ryan Reynolds, the sexiest man alive, looks like he stuck his whole face in a beehive. He's super powered, heals fast, and can't die. He eventually destroys the bad guy. He gets the girl, but they kill her in the second movie. He saves the kid, and they form their own messed up family. Cable's there and Colossus, and don't forget Domino. That's all you gotta know. He's the merc with the mouth of ride. He's rated R cause everyone dies. God is so bloody and so freaking funny. Oh, give it up for Deadpool. Oh, give it up for Deadpool.
Oh, I don't even know what to say to you on that one. Impressive last finish there. Yeah.
Like your world's collided.
Yes. Okay. I got it all out of my system. And Thank you.
And the show tune, the jazz hands when you were doing the show tune. That was a little extra, but honestly, that was impressive, Eric.
Okay. Thank you.
That was impressive. You've been on it this week. That's a 10-minute tune. No, he has
been. Y'all are so dumb.
I'm telling you, you've never seen these Deadpool movies.
No.
But that was a perfect recap because I just watched
that was a great recap of it, too.
Perfect.
Mo, I'm telling you, people will call and tell you he got it all absolutely right on that. Okay, so if you want to grab it, if you have somebody who loves Deadpool, you can get it off our podcast. Download the Odyssey app, AUDACY. Find the Morning Bullpen podcast on the Odyssey app. Favorite it, and you'll never miss a 10-minute tune here on the Bull. Would you get a chip implanted into your brain? Good morning. Welcome to the Morning Bullpen Show. Wait, didn't I tell you I was going to talk about this?
No, but it doesn't surprise me. What's going on?
Elon Musk announced yesterday that Neuralink, which is a chip that's implanted into the brain, is going to get a second attempt of being implanted into a human brain.
Okay, what's his goal with this implantation?
He hopes to make people interconnect with their computer, so you could be online.
And sort of cybernetically control things as well.
That's the big thing, right? Yeah. That's what he says. He wants to help people, like somebody that couldn't use a computer.
Oh.
You can, with your brain, think about it, and you would be able to do things.
Or eventually move your limbs if you're missing a limb.
Wow.
Yeah.
Or it can make you, you know, like you could download all the information you needed for a speech into your brain.
Okay, so I see benefits. Obviously, I'm also not naive to the negative things that would come with this.
Oh, in Spain, announced they're already doing human trials on putting chips in your brain.
That's not involved with Elon Musk, though.
No, it's different.
The government. Thing, so.
Would you do it, Mo?
No, but I understand why someone might want to do it.
Oh, yeah. If Eric, I could download anything I wanted on the spot like that, yes, absolutely.
See, I was going to bring up The Matrix, but Mo hasn't seen The Matrix, yeah. So she wouldn't get the reference.
Hang
but,
there. I know what The Matrix is. No, okay.
But The Matrix, dude. In The Matrix, you could just, in The Matrix, they would just download, oh, I know jujitsu now.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah, if you were getting attacked, you'd go, hold on just 1 second. Boop, 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 boop. All right, I now know. I'm a master of karate.
That's cool.
Yeah, so you could do that. Okay. But no, there's no way I'm getting
it. Oh, gosh, George.
First of all, Elon Musk has to pay me to get access to this brain, baby. All the stuff I got in my brain, he's got to pay me to get access to
that. I was going to say no one wants in my brain because of the weird stuff that I'm always thinking.
Okay, well, you're going to hate what I've got in store for you right now.
Me?
Yeah. So,
why?
So I saw this story as well, and I reached out to a company called Mind Reader 4000, and it's a website that taps into your webcams, and when you do a quick retinal scan, it's not like a brain chip,
oh, okay,
but it just scans your eyeball, and it can actually read your thoughts.
Whatever.
And I got a free trial.
No, it's not Eric.
Available. It's not available to the public, but I figured we could try it out live.
So you just, like the cameras that we have here in the studio,
uh-huh.
You bring it up on your computer,
yep.
And I just look into the camera.
Okay, let me get on the website.
Okay, all right. I don't know if I want to do this.
I'm not doing
okay.
it.
Okay.
Right. Do you know where this is based out of?
Let's not bring that up, George.
Okay. All right.
What
and,
is going right. on?
Let's launch it.
Okay, launch this? You hit it.
Future of Welcome to the future of communication. This is the Mind Reader 4000. In order to begin, please activate your webcam and microphone. Then simply say scan my brain in a loud voice.
I'm not going to do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, come on.
There's no way.
I am not going to do... Okay, just look into the camera.
Yes.
You're doing okay. it.
We have to go in order of the show. It's, okay. It's the morning okay. with George, Mo, Eric. So okay. you try right. first. Look okay. into the webcam. Just say scan my brain.
What are you doing?
Scan my brain.
Retinal scan complete. Here are your thoughts, George.
Okay, got to make sure that I push the right buttons. Oh, did I screen the caller not to cuss when they go on the air? Oh, and why can't I say regenerative? Regenerative.
Stop it! Stop!
Wow! That was inside of George's brain!
How did you do that?
Wow!
That is not even fair, y'all.
This is dead on.
That is not even fair.
The Mind Reader 4000.
All right, Miss Cackley over there, you do it.
I can't wait. Wait, what am I saying to the camera?
You say, scan my brain. Scan my brain.
You ready?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Okay, look right in the camera.
Okay. Scan my brain.
Retinal scan complete. Here are your thoughts, Mo.
Is chlorine bad for kids? Ooh, first day outfits. I gotta call Nicole. Morgan Wallen concert. Did I start the dryer again? Grab milk on the way home. Who sings this song? JonBenet Ramsey. When's the last time I washed my hair? What's for dinner? Are wolf spiders poisonous? Send Steven's birthday card. God, I'm hungry.
JonBenet Ramsey?
That's very spot on, actually.
I am exhausted. I am exhausted.
That's
for
what I
you.
Said. No one wants to put a chip in my brain.
No, please right, get us out of here.
No, we got to do you. You're the one who started this.
We're
going to
do so.
Look,
you
into,
now.
Look into the camera and say the phrase.
Okay,
come on.
The Mind Reader 4000. Okay. Ready? Scan my brain.
Retinal scan complete. Here are your thoughts, Eric.
Baby shark, mommy shark, daddy shark, grandma shark.
All right, okay.
Wow, this thing
is magic.
It really
is pretty amazing.
Dead on.
Pretty the mind
technology
reader,
these days,
mind
George.
4000.
Did you change your mind about the implant?
I am changing the mind. Yes, I am. Here on the Morning Bullpen.
The new Morning Bullpen with George, Mo, and Eric.
It's time for somebody to challenge Mo for her money. because Mo knows country.
Mary's in Lake Jackson. She's got a shot at $100. Mary, here's how you get the money.
That $100 bill is right out of Mo's purse. It's going to be yours, but you got to win. So we're going to ask you both five country-related trivia questions. And whoever gets the most right answers wins, but ties always go to Mo. Why is that, Mary?
Because it's Mo's money.
It is Mo's money. Tell her to get out of here. We'll get this game started, okay?
Don't get Mo.
Good luck, sister.
Thank you.
All right, five country-related trivia questions, and they start right now. Question number one, in which Brooks and Dunn song do they hint that they might be out and about under the nighttime glow of a...
neon moon.
Question number two, it's just about to be announced that Reba is going to be hosting the 60th Country Music Award Show. The Country Music Award Show is known by what three letters?
CMAs.
Question number three, Luke Combs, like most males, spent last week playing time with this new video game. Was it A, College Football 25, B, Madden 25, or C, Football for Dummies?
College Football 25.
Question number four, name the artist whose song The Way You Love Me suggested she appreciates old-fashioned romance. She's singing it.
I know.
I need an answer.
I'm going to have to pass.
Question number five. True or false, Willie Nelson once owned a truck stop on I-35 here in Texas.
True.
All right, let's get Mo back in and find out what she's up against this morning.
All right.
Mary.
I wouldn't do that if I were you, because she did pretty darn good. Nice. 4 out of 5, Mary.
Lake Jackson, bringing the heat today.
Thank you.
All right, let's find out how Mo does on these.
No one ever cheers for me, Mary. I'm just telling you.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Question number one. Mm-hmm. Which Brooks and Dunn song hints that they might be out and about under the nighttime glow of a...
neon moon?
That is correct. Yeah. Yes, it is. So,
great job, Mo.
Good job, girl.
1-1.
Question number two. It was just announced Reba is going to be hosting the 60th Country Music Awards Show. Country Music Awards is known by what three letters?
CMA.
That is correct. Yes. CMA.
And amazingly pronounced. Yes, great job. 2-2. See, I'm going to stop. It's weird.
So weird.
Question number three. Mm-hmm. Luke Combs, like most males, spent last week playing time on this new video game.
Oh, yes.
Is it A, College Football 25, B, Madden 25, or C, Football for Dummies?
I know it was college football, but I don't know. Is Madden not college football?
I need an answer.
A, college football.
That, Mo, is correct.
Oh, shoot.
Good job, Mo.
Wait, what, Madden is NFL?
Madden is NFL.
Okay, good.
There
you go. 3-3. She got it right.
Question number four.
Let's go.
Name the artist whose song, The Way You Love Me, suggested she appreciates old-fashioned romance.
The Way You Love Me?
Yeah.
I don't think I know what that is.
Oh, my God.
What?
Do I?
You do.
Really?
Yes.
You don't know this song? She's my girlfriend.
Which girlfriend?
I have a signed photo of her in my office.
Oh, the way you love me.
No,
it's too late.
No, I'm not going to tell you.
Shoot.
It was Faith Hill's what I was looking for.
Dang it.
Too late. Which means...
yes.
Mary got the next one right.
Okay.
If you get it wrong, then Mary's going to get your money.
Okay, let's go.
Question number five, mm-hmm. Mo. True or false?
Okay.
Willie Nelson once owned a truck stop on I-35 here in Texas.
I mean, I don't really know, but I'm going to guess sure. True.
Mo.
Did he?
Say congratulations to Mary.
Mary?
Because she tied you. That is correct.
Go to Mo because it's her money, but you did such a great job.
Awesome. Good job, Mo.
You too.
Oh, look, she's cheering for you too.
Aww. Sweet. She felt
pretty
bad
cheering.
For me.
Yeah. All right, Mary, you know what you got to say to get out of here.
Oh, this is Mary from Lake Jackson, and Mo knows country.
She does. It was close today. Can you take the cash? Tomorrow morning, 8:20 will be the next chance to play Mo knows country, and that happens only here on 100.3 The Bull.
Thank you. That was fun.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.